2.48.
I always thought that good manners were always good manners, wherever you were in the world. But that was until I married Alexander. We met in Russia when I was a student there, and I always remember when I first met him. He came to my flat one afternoon, and as soon as he came in, he said to me, in Russian, «Налье мне чай», which means, «Pour me some tea». Well, I got quite angry and I said, «Pour it yourself». I couldn't believe that he hadn't used a «could you» or a «please». To me, it sounded really rude. But Alexander explained that in Russian, it was fine. You don't have to add any polite words. Some months later, I took Alexander home to meet my parents in the UK. But before we went, I had to give him an intensive course in pleases and thank yous. He thought they were completely unnecessary. I also told him how important it was to smile all the time. Poor Alexander. He complained that when he was in England, he felt really stupid, like the village idiot, he said. Because in Russia, if you smile all the time, people think that you're mad. And in fact, this is exactly what my husband's friends thought of me the first time I went to Russia, because I smiled at everyone and translated every please and thank you from English into Russian. Another thing that Alexander just couldn't understand was why people said things like, would you mind passing me the salt, please? He said, it's only the salt, for goodness sake. What do you say in English if you want a real favour? He was also amazed when we went to a dinner party in England and some of the food was, well, it wasn't very nice, but everybody, including me, said, this is delicious. In Russia, people are much more direct. The first time Alexander's mother came to our house for dinner in Moscow, she told me that my soup needed more salt and pepper, that it didn't really taste of anything. I was really annoyed. And later, after she left, Alexander and I argued about it. Alexander just couldn't see my point. He said, "Do you prefer your dinner guests to lie?" "Actually, you know, I think I do. I'd prefer them to say that was lovely, even if they didn't mean it." Anyway, at home, we now have an agreement. If we're speaking Russian, he can say, "Pour me some tea," and not say "thank you" when I give it to him. But when we're speaking English, he has to add a please, a thank you, and a smile.